503 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. Oh, I got to tell you, because you probably noticed at 4:33, we'd normally be chatting with my buddy Carl Carlson, Carlson Financial. Carl has protected his own assets. He's on vacation for the next couple of weeks, so good for him. So no Carl today, no Carl next Monday, but the office is still available to you. Always call 844-CARLSON and have them help you out. All right. A lot of stuff we've got to get to, including the total rewriting of history. Gosh, this is amazing. This is, I feel like I'm in the middle of some dystopian science fiction novel. That we have one set of realities that are actually real, and then the people behind the scenes, I don't know, it's the Matrix, it's, you know, another thing like that, they're behind the scenes going, no, that didn't happen. You're going, yeah, it did. I was right there. I watched it. Nope, didn't happen. It did. I was right there. Nope. And even though this generation, you and I, might fight back against and say, hey, I saw it, the next generation looks at it as history, and it didn't happen. We're seeing that. The assassination attempt on President Donald Trump is now being erased from Google search engines. Go ahead. You don't believe me? Go put it in. And you will see that they don't know what you're talking about. They don't know what you're talking about. You watched it. I watched it. We got pressed into service. Remember that, Jeremy? Right? You gave up whatever you were doing that night and came into the radio factory and fired up all the, you know, hamster gerbil powered equipment there, whatever it is. And then we got on the air. And we talked about it. We covered it. And we actually did it. We were living it in real time. And in an effort to help as many people as possible, you know, I stuck it up on social media. I had a million different browsers. Okay, so we all saw it. But you are not able to find it now when you go to the Google search engines and other search engines. It's just absolutely, it's evil. There's no other way to describe it. Big tech, once again, wants to be involved in shaping the presidential election. Now, understand the perspective from the left. The left is all about identity politics. That's all that they do. They absolutely traffic in it. And I will remind you, you're seeing with Kamala Harris and all these folks on the left, they stand with Hamas. They're not the least bit interested in helping anybody in Israel. It's outrageous. I want to share a couple of little pieces with you here. We've got some sound that I do want you to hear. Let me pull this up. All right. Let me start with cut number one. I know I shared this a little bit, but Wes Moore, you know him, right? He's the governor of Maryland. Big time champion of the left. Why? Well, he's a black guy. Oh, well, why should I care? Well, if you're on the left and you're all about identity politics, anytime you're able to put an adjective in front of somebody, that's a win. Right? It's all about group identity. All right, so Wes Moore is the governor of Maryland. Close friends, apparently, with Joe Biden. Saw Joe Biden many, many, many times throughout the last couple of years. He's on ABC, one of the talking shows with, Martha Raddatz. Now, Martha Raddatz is another one of these rabid leftists. We've seen that through the years. But Wes Moore sits there and tells her that he lied repeatedly about the state that Joe Biden's mind was in. And she doesn't ask him any more questions. Let's take a listen. Cut number one, please.
You had been a very strong supporter of Joe Biden staying in the race just a few days after that disastrous debate, saying he is not going to take himself out of the race, nor should he. Did your concerns grow as the weeks went on?
Well, you know, I had private conversations with the president, and I'm a big believer that when you care about somebody, you tell them the truth. And I had private conversations where I was telling the president the truth. I also know that the president deserved better than people running around and going into public and demanding that the president of the United States step down, particularly when you look at the track record of the Biden-Harris administration. I've had a phenomenal partner in the Biden-Harris administration to be able to deliver the kind of results that we needed in Maryland. And so I knew that if he said that he was going to continue pushing forward, that I was going to stand with him.
But you said you told him the truth. What was the truth?
Well, I think the truth that there are real concerns. There are real concerns that I know that people had felt, but also that people were telling me that they had felt. I also know that, I'm a loyalty person. And I believe that you can have proper conversations and tell people the truth and be able to tell them what you're hearing without also then turning around and publicly then trying to embarrass them.
So let me see if I understand this correctly. Let me see now. He knew that Joe Biden was not all there. And he liked Joe Biden. But he just told us that Joe Biden's mental state was really lacking. Okay. But you didn't say anything. And in fact, you did exactly the opposite, Governor Moore. You went out publicly and said, Joe Biden is altogether, man, ain't nobody better than Joe Biden. Joe Biden's running. You got to stand with Joe Biden, blah, 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 blah. So you lied. That's not loyalty. That's a lie. There's a difference. There's a big difference. You lied to the American people. You can come up with another name. Well, I'm a loyalty guy. Okay, well, I like raspberry Danish. Who cares? Could I just describe lying as raspberry? Well, I'm going to have another raspberry Danish. And then everybody knows, oh, well, that means he's lying. You saying, well, I'm just being loyal. That means, I guess now it means you're just lying. Me a little snippet from CNN. We've got someone who is a spokesflag for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and the rest of them. And this guy Jennings on CNN, I don't know if the uppity level people, the upper level people of CNN have watched CNN recently to see Mr. Jennings. Because he's not with the crowd. And maybe they've just missed him on the air. I don't know. But I want you to take a listen, because CNN's, I guess he's like their designated conservative. I guess that's the best way to describe it. Take a listen. Cut number two.
Where are we right now?
Yes.
100 days.
We're 100 days out. Listen, the campaign's got a lot to do.
She says she's the underdog, is she?
I do. Of course she's the underdog. First of all, Donald Trump is still polling a couple points ahead of her in most polls. He's in the 48-49 range. She's in the 47-48 range. The campaign is literally building. Someone said this earlier. They're still using JoeBiden.com email addresses over there, right? They're still figuring out how to get the talking points with the right language. So they've got like a lot of work to do to make this whole thing come together. But the plane's already in the air. And the good news is that the people are sort of powering this thing. So you see, 44,000 black women come out. And then you see 170,000 almost white women come out on another phone call. And then you see African-American men and Latino men. Like, this thing is growing in a kind of organic way that I don't think many of us who are watching it expected that kind of energy.
They're still using JoeBiden.com emails because they're still using JoeBiden.com policies over there. 65% of the American people disapprove of these policies. She's never going to be able to shake off JoeBiden.com, whether they have the emails or not.
Well, that's where I am not entirely sure. I would like to say that Mr. Jennings is absolutely right. I would like to agree with my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who says, Donald Trump's got this thing in the bag. I don't have to worry about it. I am worrying about it. I'm worrying about it a lot. Because this is such an orchestrated circus they have put together. And we already know they're willing to say and do anything to hold on to power. This is not about helping anybody. It's not about helping you, not about helping me. And Kamala Harris owns every one of the disastrous policies we've seen for the last 4 years. But man, she is being presented, she's being packaged, she's being given to the American people as someone who, well, I guess was not involved with any of this, even though at the same time, they're calling it the Biden-Harris administration because, it was the Biden-Harris administration. She is involved with this. They want her to receive the most votes in the history of the United States. I'm telling you right now, that is what they want. They want to say, see, we have given you a black woman as the candidate, and see, you have to vote for the black woman. If you do not vote for the woman who happens to be black, then you clearly are a racist who hates women. That has already started, and it has started in earnest. Anyone who dares to question her or her policies, anyone who dares to criticize her or her policies is immediately being tagged as a racist and a misogynist. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know anybody who wants to have those labels attached to them. Because most of us are just pretty good folks, right? We're just trying to make our way in the world. Nobody wants to be labeled as a racist. Nobody wants to be labeled as a misogynist. And people forget this. People tell me, well, you know, Democrats, they're just dumb. They're not dumb. They are not. They may be foolish. They are certainly irresponsible. They are arrogant. They are condescending. They are insulting. They're evil, but they're not stupid. They are doing and saying any damn thing they want because the legacy news media and the big tech people are on their side. Take a look at who is supporting the Democrat Party, by the way. It's completely flipped. Republicans, allegedly, in the past, were the party of big business and what have you, and the Democrats were working people. Well, that's gone 180 degrees in the opposite direction. They are interested in power, they are committed to power, and they will do and say anything to hold on to that power. We're seeing it now with the candidacy of Kamala Harris. If Donald Trump thought running against Joe Biden meant he had to have people in polling places, like Governor Youngkin did when he won here in Virginia, Donald Trump has to triple those efforts now because the fraud that people are anticipating seems to be much, much larger, again, because of the visual presentation. And you've already heard Biden and Harris now what they want to do to the Supreme Court, because they don't like the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court actually does now what the Supreme Court is supposed to do, but leftists don't like that. And they want to trash the whole damn thing. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.